Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. New year, new intro, same relaxed comedy. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, as we are but poor lost circus performers, and it helps pay for podcast equipment, editing hours, and also gets you some fun little goofy benefits. And if you choose not to, that's fine. That's fine. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating. We read comments and reviews in every episode, so enjoy this free one and have a horrible day.
And no, Nick.
Because it's you and me, you've got some topics on here about cops and Taylor Swift. It's going to be a good episode.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, if we start the part where we can actually record, welcome to the podcast, everybody. Nick died. And I am on my way out. Turns out, this you didn't know yet, Juliana. So it turns out I didn't actually have fungus. We just went through the second round of blood work, and they tested for all kinds of wonky jungle diseases that like no one gets. And all of these, like the nurses were like, we had to research which bottles to use and how to do this because like we don't normally get these.
They probably did it wrong.
He's got sickle cell anemia. I'm like, what?
Oh shit.
So they one of them came back and it was positive for Epstein-Barr virus, which I had heard of. I guess
the
because
Epstein
I just
Island do, virus?
Yeah. The Jeffrey Epstein William Barr virus. It's the conservative Republican virus. I wore these shoes. I quite probably wore the Trump shoes. I caught herpes.
Daniel kissed him.
Yeah, so apparently when we were looking it up, and because they were telling us stuff, Epstein-Barr is a virus that 25% of the time can cause mono. And so once I told Nick and Juliana that, they were both like, ha-ha, kissing disease.
We knew it. That's what you get for sinning.
I have no peace from all you people.
I told you.
So that's the new development. And apparently a permanent thing. Like it's when you get, quote, better from it in like 3 weeks and you're not positive for it anymore, you can't spread it, but it'll remain dormant. If you're a regular person with a regular immune system... it's a herpes family virus, but you catch it from coughing as well as saliva stuff. So that's where I got it. Was somebody
from kissing old people?
I'm covering too many things at once. But so we looked it up, and it takes 4 to 6 weeks to show symptoms, and then 3 to 4 weeks to get better. So if you take the time travel back, I got it from in the airport at Zion back from January vacation, that first week of 2024. So, and that's when I got deathly ill anyway.
I was going to say, that's when you started getting the worst.
So Allie, a friend of mine who has mono, which is something caused by EBV, said that it'll flare up for her when she gets sick with something else because you're at a weak enough point, the virus will pop back up again. So that's basically when I got it, because the initial cough of whatever I got at the airport got me sick enough that thing fucking stepped in. So anyway, yeah, it's a permanent thing. But
I bet the person who gave it to you wasn't even like on your airplane sharing the same air. I bet they just walked by and coughed from like 40 feet away.
Literally. Because at that point, January 1st, and whenever we got back on the 1st, at that point, I was still not using K95 masks. I was using the shit ones.
Yeah, did you say on the podcast yet that he always wears masks, but one of his friends was like, have you checked on like the website that the mask you buy it from? Does it say it protects against like viruses and COVID? And you're like, well, it says on the box, and then like asterisk, it's like, does not protect against anything. Fake mask. It's actually
it was a fake fucking mask. I've been using fake masks since I've been getting sick in October. That's probably why I've been getting sick in the first place. So honestly,
yeah, so check your masks. PSA.
Yeah, please check your masks to see if they cover anything. Because this shit did
this
not.
This one was just a costume. It was just a cosplay.
It was a surgeon costume at like Party City, and I'm like shouting them out, and they're like, it's a costume, dude. But okay, yeah. And now if we're getting really serious, it's because of those masks that all this shit has happened and ruined 6 months of my life.
Time to sue them.
I might. But yeah, so whenever I got sick in January initially, like deathly ill, that's when that happened. Yeah, a friend of mine was like, are you sure about those masks? That could be it. And yeah, they were not.
So I wouldn't think to check like on the website. I would just be like, yeah, the masks say that they're masking. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I just thought if I got them from like a store and not like online or at some weird alley, like I just figured, I don't know, I figured they'd be fine. Apparently not.
AliExpress.
So it's just a napkin with a rubber band attached.
And why isn't it working?
I'm like, why is it? It's like ripping because it's just the napkin's like getting wet and like splitting.
Oh, gross.
So then I researched like the CDC website and they were showing specific brands of K95 masks that will cover everything. So I bought the real ones, K95 from 3M, and I should have been wearing that shit since the COVID started. Have you ever worn a K95?
Mm-hmm.
One? Yeah, so not only does it completely completely seal your face in, but like it's extremely comfortable and like very breathable.
It's got the little vent things. Yeah, one of my aunts wears them just all the time because blood cancer. But
yeah, just to clear this up, we're not talking about the Breaking Bad masks, by the way. Okay, this isn't like a tube thing. Like this is it. It's the same size. It's like basically a surgical mask that they would wear if you've seen those like teal ugly masks. Except those hurt. I've worn those. They don't feel
because
very
they
good.
Have a metal band like right. on the nose sometimes. Right. Yeah, my dad had a bunch of those at the beginning because he works with a bunch of like painters and contractors and stuff, and they use those too.
Yep.
So same ones. They use them in the hospital. Dude, I have like the bump on my nose too, so it's like big. I wore one of those like in my organic chemistry class when I had to do like my final, and it was like 3 hours. So like it was digging into my nose, and I was like, it actually hurts so badly. My eyes were watering.
Yeah.
My mom just walked by showing me like a little princess dress. I assume she got that for my cousin's baby. She just,
be for
held
you.
It up. Yep. Nope. It looks like the size of a 3-year-old. She just came
Can
over
she see
like
me
a
flip her off.
No, she can't.
Easter.
Oh, for Easter.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh yeah.
She can hear you.
Well, she can hear me talking. She's right here. She can't hear you. She.
Bitch. Every single person, every single friend I have right now has a severe health issue, most of them which are not diagnosed.
It's all
or
your
they
fault.
Or they have money issues, and it's just, none of us are doing well, and it really fucking sucks, because then I see, like, videos of fucking actors whining about bullshit, like, famous people, like, big people, and I'm like, you are wearing more money than any of us have seen this year, like, good lord.
Big titty Sydney Sweeney or whatever.
As soon as you said big tits, I knew what you were gonna say. Oh, that's too funny.
My friends saw Madame Web, right? And and did she play like a 13-year-old in it?
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
She was trying to play like a high schooler. Yeah, I was like,
okay, yeah. They were like, she was playing like a kid in it, and I was like, what? And they're like she was like a child.
Weird. Yeah, it was definitely weird.
They were like, the girls were supposed to be like tween boppers. I was like, excuse me? They're all like our age. Like, they're like 25 plus.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, you and I, about how how really creepy it is that they'll cast like actresses in their 20s to play girls who are 17 in movies where they sexualize the 17-year-old high schooler. Because it's like, if they actually did it with a real 17-year-old girl, everyone would find it disgusting because it's a child and they look like a child. Like, it's so messed up. I don't know.
My friends say she wasn't sexualized in it, though. They said she didn't have her titties out or anything. She just was in the tight suit.
Jumping topics. Yeah. She wasn't even in the suit. They don't even like. They don't even get like powers in the movie. I'm pretty sure it's. I was half paying attention by the end, but I'm pretty sure they didn't even get any powers until like the end credits. But
my friend said it was very funny, but not like supposed to be funny. It was funny to them because of how bad it was. So
I was hoping it was gonna be funny like Morbius was funny. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't funny. So I'm glad everyone else enjoyed the funniness, but it was. Really boring. Like, it wasn't even funny in a bad way. I just had an awful time and just wanted to go home.
Yippee! My brother saw Dune yesterday, and he said he really liked it, which, like, we just saw the first one, like, a week and a half ago. Like, just, I think it was on something. I don't know, HBO or something like that.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we watched it on that, and... The first one was, I don't know, it was fine. It just was like, fine. It looked like the lead up to something. Maybe if it was better in movies, but like, you know, we watched it. They had a big, weird floating guy in it, you know, bald floating guy.
Here's the reason I think you and I will find Dune 2 interesting and whatever they do after that is because, so first of all, I agree with you. Dune 1.
Oh, they're making another one.
Well, so Dune
1
was...
I know the book is, like, fat as hell. I don't know very much about it.
Well, so here's something you'll find interesting, because we talk about this all the time with, like, Breaking Bad and American Psycho and stuff like that. But I don't know enough about the story, because...
They had some Sigma males in it.
So you and I have only seen... I've never seen the original Dune. I haven't read the book. I don't know where the story's going, right? But I've seen I've seen this movie that we were just talking about, Dune 1... And it was fine, but, like, it's literally half a story, so, like, nothing necessarily happens. Just,
basically, it's like, all right, here's the start of a war. Here's why it's starting, and here's the very beginning of a war. And then that's right when the movie ends, so...
So that's all I know. But I did see this really interesting video talking about how whatever happens in part two, there's this big disagreement on whether or not Timothée Chalamet's character is supposed to be a hero or not. And so the guy that wrote Dune wrote a whole nother book to elaborate on that and explain why he's not the hero, because he was so concerned that everyone was getting it wrong, that he's supposed to be a warning, apparently. So I'm just interested, and that's what Denis Villeneuve wants to do, is he might make a third movie because he wants to go along with the books. But I just thought that's really interesting that the author wrote an entire another book that they weren't planning on writing. I don't know if I have that right, but I'm pretty sure I have that right. That they wrote a whole other book they weren't
like
planning on doing.
I know there's like multiple books. Yeah. I only know because my ex was named after Duncan Idaho.
The dumbest name in any film ever.
Yeah.
Dude, Duncan Idaho. What a stupid fucking name. Anyway, so Epstein-Barr virus.
See? Yeah. And I can't believe Jason Momoa played that character, because my ex was like a scuba instructor, and he always was like, I'm basically Aquaman. And I'm basically the same thing, bro. That's basically
People literally say that as if Jason Momoa wouldn't beat the ever-loving shit out of them if given the chance. Like, not even close. Not even close to being like Jason Momoa. Good lord.
I was gonna say, he wishes. He really wishes, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
So, Epstein-Barr virus.
Yeah?
I just wanted to wrap that up.
So, did they have you stop taking the drops? Speaking of the drops.
Yeah. So, that's actually what it was. It wasn't a fungus that what the whole episode was named after. It was this Epstein-Barr stuff that was causing all the pain. So that, on top of all the Tylenol I was taking, I wasn't taking a lot, but it was enough that my liver enzyme was like three times above like what like dangerous liver failure number is. So I was like, oh no. And my doctor was like, holy shit. So
oh no.
So they got blood work again, and that's when they found out what it was. But also my liver number went down by more than half. So it's getting a lot better already. You can tell probably by the way I'm acting. I feel fine, other than the cough is still lingering. So I'm going to keep getting tested until I'm negative. Once you're negative, you're not contagious anymore. But if you get sick again in future, it can pop back up again because your body's weak enough. The virus like wakes up. It's like, here we go. Like, it's just like, yeah.
I know very little about like the effects of stuff on the liver, like in general. I don't know anything. Like Nick said he had the low liver enzyme thing. That's why he gets fucky wucky when he was younger from that one poisonous hot dog he had or whatever.
Yeah, Nick will have some good insight next time. He's had this shit for a while. But I thought the liver thing was a mistake because my eyes weren't yellow. My skin wasn't – I didn't have jaundice. Like none of these things Nick. That –
Nick looks exactly. like a walking Simpson character.
Yeah, but like, so I didn't have any like telltale symptoms, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just a fucking mistake. It was not a mistake, but it is a lot lower now, so I don't have liver disease. But she did mention Yippee! I'm also in the mall like shopping for clothes when the doctor called to tell me about this. So I'm just having a very serious conversation in amidst like the most unserious of places. Yeah, I'm like next to a naked mannequin. You know, I'm like, this is not the best place. Yeah, the back of Spencer's, which I've been informed is not Ross. I had those places confused. I was like, what's in the back of Spencer's?
Yeah. I went to the back of Ross and we're like, oh yeah, you did? You find anything good? And you're like, dildo.
Yeah, in the back of Ross, they just have someone who's going to diddle you. At Spencer's, apparently, they have sexy things. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. I've never been to a Spencer's.
You never knew what they were back there? Nobody in your town ever...
We don't have one.
Oh my gosh. That's like where everybody went when I was in high school. Everybody thought that was like the funniest shit. Yeah.
I don't even know what one looks like. I have to look it up.
A Spencer's?
Yeah.
Well,
like, I don't even know what the sign looks like.
It looks like 2012. That's the best way I can describe it.
I'll have to look it up. But yeah, so like their doctor called me like while I'm at the mall. And what was the last thing I was going to say on it? But like, yeah, so it explained the throat stuff and like all this other stuff. And it's, so it sucks. Because now I'm tired of getting forever shit. This is like the third time I've gotten news that's like, oh, hey, you have something. You have something and it's forever. And I'm like, dog, I can't take another forever thing. I just want to get better. This is stupid.
No, they gotta keep compiling on top of each other to make super disease. You're gonna spread the next epidemic.
The next epidemic. Zero. Daniel is the cause of the next epidemic. Yes. Daniel makes COVID too.
It's just Pequeno's disease. Pequeno pox. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I become a household name because I just end the world.
Yes, Pequeno pox. I'm telling you, that's what it's gonna be. You're like, it's here.
Pequeno pox. That's so fucking good. Oh, and it's not funny because that's gonna happen, but it's funny right now. They'll be watching this on some like dying iPod in the year 2140 in some apocalyptic basement somewhere. Like, these motherfuckers are the ones that caused it.
Why didn't they warn anyone?
Why didn't they warn anyone? They went to Colorado and they spread it to everyone.
That's right. I'm gonna spread it all over the airplane. That's right. My dad just walked by and closed the door. It's about to get really hot in here.
Do you want to get up and open the door?
No.
Why not?
Then I have to take off my headphones. That's too much work.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I can't do any physical activity until I'm negative. Because they said if you do, your spleen
deadly.
Could... they said your spleen could rupture, which could lead to death if you don't get to the hospital fast enough. And so I was like, so you, if I get, like, pain in my left side... Should I go to the ER? Like, hoping they would be like, nah.
So that's for your spleen. I was wondering what that spleen. Was. I was like, your kidney's failing or something? I don't know.
No, the spleen. She said the spleen could rupture. And so she said, literally, if I have pain on my left side, even if it's, like, not bad, to go to the ER. And I was like, that's not going to freak me out at all. So the rest of the whole day, I was, like, overthinking every single pain I was feeling. Because, like, normally I'm already feeling, a base level of pain. But you just kind of forget about it, you know? Like, you probably know because you've got enough shit going on.
Yeah, so my tummy is always just, like, at a discomfort. Like,
right.
Everybody's, like, at neutral.
Yeah, neutral I haven't felt good since 2014. Yeah. So, it's...
You're like, I'm going to bust, and then it's your spleen. Forced abstinence. I'm basically, like a fem cell at this point. I get no action. I'm not ashamed to say it, everyone. That's right.
I am
an incel.
Not only do you not get action, you offer action to which
I offer action no to everybody on the street, every person that walks by, and nobody's taking it. Nobody.
She's offering head on the streets like it's 2010.
And nobody wants it.
No one's taking it. Nobody.
People, in fact, they say you. Yeah. Yeah, they say you. And then they push me down.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
This isn't funny anymore. We're both dying. And you're not having sex. It's all miserable. We're all just having
it's,
fun.
It's
all
the same
around.
Difference. That's basically the same thing, okay?
Literally.
Oh. It's worse. It's worse than dying.
Yeah, Daniel, shut up. I'm not even getting dick. You don't know pain.
I haven't been touched in years.
Literally. Oh, my God. Anyway.
So I haven't felt the touch of a man or woman since I was in college.
Have you seen that video where the guy was like, I love bisexuals. I think them and their boyfriends are just really pretty people.
Them and their boyfriends. Oh, God. It's so true, though. It's like, yeah. if you're a bisexual woman, then lesbians are like, fake. And then it's like, bisexual men, it's like, that's just a gay dude right there. I'm pretty sure he's just in the closet and in denial. And I'm no, I think they can both.
It's really weird to me how even people who claim to be open-minded, people who are literally, like, in the LGBT community,
yeah,
do not understand. They can't wrap their mind around bisexuals. And, like, this is not that hard to understand. It really
isn't.
I
like when people are like, oh, you're still bi? That's still going on. I'm like, oh, no.
So the end of that was that I was in the hospital getting a round of blood work. And this, so Riley and I are sitting there waiting for my name to get called. And this old woman hobbles out like she just got her blood taken. And her old husband is there. And for a second.
And she passes out. She hit the floor.
Hold on. And for one second, we were both like, oh, that's cute. Like they're both old and still supporting each other. But like, no. So this old woman comes out. And, like, there's a pause, and then the old man, as he's putting her coat on, goes, did you pee? Out loud. And she goes, yup, like, all proud. And we were like, did we hear that right? He literally just asked her if she peed, and she goes, yup. So we were, like, looking at her pants, weirdly, we're like, did she pee
here? She probably had a diaper on.
Hopefully, yeah, but it was just like, did he smell it on her? Like, why did he ask that all of a sudden as soon as she came out? It was just such an odd interaction.
It just means he'll have to change her when they get back now. The old people struggle, dude. You know when you get your, like, blood work done?
She has her legs up like a baby, and he's just, like, wiping.
Oh, God, in the middle of the room. Dude, that's how old people are. They have no shame anymore. They don't care.
No. Well, you've seen, all the old men in, like, a locker room of a gym just butt-ass naked wiping their balls on everything. What's the deal with that? You walk into a locker room.
Wiping their balls on everyone?
Yeah! That's probably how I got this Epstein-Barr virus.
Licking balls? Oh, no. You
Licking
know,
ball sweat.
Like, when you get your blood work done and there's, like, you know, you often have to get, like, pee tested and you gotta go in the bathroom over there. Those are the worst freaking bathrooms in the hospital because there's just like piss everywhere. Everywhere. Because you know there's like an old person trying to pee in the cup and they have the shaky hands and they're just like shaking piss everywhere in the room. Like they're all over the walls. I'm not joking. They're everywhere.
I know you're not joking.
And then they have, like, the little compartment you like, put the piss cup in, you know? And, yeah, and it's full of pee in there. Like, there's just, like, a puddle of piss inside that little door. I would hate to be one of the people who work in urology. That fucking sucks.
You weren't on the episode where Allie was on, but she was talking about how one time she went in to give a pee test, and she gave it to the woman, and the woman unscrewed the top, poured some of it out, like, in the sink, and then put it back, and she was just like,
she had a
too much piss? Yeah, that's what it is. She was like, too much, and like, what's it back? So funny.
A little too much, huh? Yeah, I had, like, a bladder infection when I was, like, a kid, and I remember them giving me the instructions for it, and, like, they wanted you to pee in the cup, but they also wanted you to, like, leave some in the little, like, collector, like, cold drink thing under, and I was, like, so confused, like, what I did with when I wiped, because, like, that thing just covered the whole toilet, and I was just like, and I was, like, 5, maybe? Yeah, I was, like, freaking out in there, you know, like, they kept checking on me, because I was, like, taking a long time, because I was, like, what do I do with the toilet paper? I was, like, freaking out, trying to hide
it.
I was, like,
I don't know. On the door.
That
was the best. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like that one time in, I was taking an anatomy class, and all the girls in my group were on their period. We were all women in the group.
Amen.
And so, all pissed to that,
as
sister.
As they should be.
And then, like, they needed us to, you know, pee, and then we were taking, like, swabs of it and doing, like, you know, little glass samples to put in the magnifying glass, right? To check for certain things or whatever. I was the only one who wasn't on it, and I had just peed, like, that morning, and it was a morning class, and I, like, at the time, you know, I was drinking, like, zero water for, like, years, so I peed,
Dr. Pepper. Yes, it's carbonated in the cup.
Yes, it was like tea and Dr. Pepper. I peed once a day, right? So, like, I had my daily pee already, and they were like, you gotta go.
You've peed as much as you shit.
Yes.
Oh,
so, like,
my
gosh, so, like, you gotta produce. Well, you know what? At the time, I was shitting, like, every 3 to 5 days. So, I, you know what? It wasn't great. So, they're like, you gotta pee, right? So, like, I went down the hall. And I was, like, so stressed. I was like, oh my gosh, now I'm, like, nervous. Now I've got, like, performance anxiety. And I was sitting there for, like, 10 minutes, and they, like, texted me, and they're like, you done yet? And I was, like, just getting out, like, one little squirt, like, every minute. And I was like, it's not full enough. And we didn't have enough to, like, complete the sample. And then I had to go back. Like, I had to drink water. And I had to go back, like, 20 minutes later and produce more urine.
And you're like, that's the worst part. That was the worst part, drinking more water.
Yeah,
you were like, can
water.
I have Dr. Pepper? And you're like,
please,
no.
Please, please. I was suffering. And then there was, like, there was a seminar going on for, like, some, I don't know, pesticide group was there or something, and so I had to walk past the group with my cup of pee. Like, when I came back out, they were all just lined up against the wall waiting to get in, and they're like, all these
waiting
people
for you?
Like, yeah, they were like, all
microphones?
These, like
just
mostly, like, dudes in their 40s, like, they were all just, like, staring at me, and I'm walking down with my pee, and I'm like, in gloves and my little, like, lab coat, and I'm
just,
like,
she just
hello?
Committed to the bit and started drinking it. Just been like,
oh my gosh. Wow.
And they're like, that's why we have pesticides for her.
Yeah.
Keep her away from the crops.
Keep her, yes. Yeah, and then I brought it back and we did the little test in it. And yeah, I had like a bunch of, I don't even
diseases.
Know, but but there were like sugar crystals in it basically. And they were like,
oh my fucking gosh.
Like, yeah, they were like,
there's
like,
stalactites
what?
In it. It's like fossils.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to like take a picture of it and like
your piss is
like,
ancient.
Do like a diagram of it. Well, now I know that that's like an early sign of diabetes, and now I'm having like all of the related symptoms, and I'm like, oh no, I should have known then. I had the freaking ketones in my piss or whatever at the time.
By the way, have they checked you for diabetes? Like now with all this stuff?
No, I told you, they're going to check me
That's August 28th?
In August, like the very end of August.
That's so far away, though. That's not... How? Yeah, yeah. How does it take
that long?
I'm gonna try
to get a different doctor, but yeah, I think
yeah, please,
it's like...
Please. Do you want my doctor? Because...
No. Like, I need to see an endocrinologist in particular, I guess. I don't
right.
know.
Right. They the have them in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm gonna go all the way to Chicago when there's not a single one here. Not a single one I can see.
No endocrinologist in Seattle.
My parents were like, it's because of all the old fat fucks like us who have... They're all taking up all the appointments, and I'm like, damn it. Well, yeah, that's the thing.
But that's
they
what
like,
I mean. That's why it's weird they don't put you first, because it's like, you would think that priority is higher, but yeah,
No, that's the thing. They do not think... They don't think
that
there's anything
wrong. You deserve life. They don't think that you...
Yeah.
Put
you
her
know,
lower.
Like,
hopefully she dies.
I'm telling you, they like really do everything they can not to see me or to just, you know, withhold my appointments as long as possible. And I'm like, come on, please. Like, maybe if you see me more often, like, we can find something. And they're like,
I don't think we can do that, honestly. We gotta just...
Like, yeah,
they're like once
when
a year's enough.
When I told my... I, like, messaged my doctor... You know, she's always out of office as per usual.
Yeah, fucking old ass vacation ass bitch.
Stupid
motherfucking asshole.
Dude, yeah, I was, oh my gosh, I was so weak. Like, when I woke up after the procedure, I was like shaking like crazy, and they were like, get the graham cracker in that bitch right now. Yeah.
Give it to her. You're just having like a fucking seizure. Lifting off the bed.
Oh my gosh, yeah, when I went to the ER, like, I had like a miniature seizure. Like, I was like,
you didn't tell us that.
I swear I did.
What? I don't remember that.
I was like, you know, I was like shaking. I couldn't open my eyes. I like didn't have control of my limbs. Like, I was
like
flailing
around. That's not a mini seizure.
Yeah,
that's a seizure.
Yeah. Well, like, they were thinking they think I had like a small
episode. I mean, the only thing
episode.
That would make it mini is that because you're a mini, but that doesn't mean the seizures any less.
Well, it was like... Yeah, for a while I was like non-responsive and stuff, because like for the longest time I could make like noise back, but then my mom said I stopped responding for a while and started like shaking pretty violently and stuff, and the lady was like making sure I was okay and like giving me fluids and stuff.
This was the night you went to the ER?
Yeah, that was when I was in the ambulance. That was what happened when I was in the ambulance.
Okay, yeah, I still don't remember you saying that, but I thought you meant after the colonoscopy this happened. I definitely didn't remember you saying that.
No. Yeah, like, when I was, like, actually in the hospital,
that makes
like,
so much more sense.
They were so, like, booked up with people that, like, we were all Yeah, they were, like, you know, we were all in the, like, little stretcher things, and we were, like, in the hallway. During that time, like, I couldn't open my eyes or anything like that, so like all I knew was that I was in a hospital from like the smell, and I could kind of like hear it, and I was going in and out of consciousness.
The smell of
but
old
like,
people and death.
It was like I opened like one eye, like struggled to pry it open, and I just see like really bright lights, and then like a lady next to me in a stretcher, and she's like like in agony, and I'm like, oh, I made it.
I'm in hell.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And then like a guy came up and was like, hey, I'm gonna be like whatever, the nurse helping you. And then he's like, oh my gosh, you're shaking so much, are you cold? And I was like, so cold. And he was like, what, you're cold? Like, I could, that was the first time I said any words, so like I was like, cold. Yeah. And then like he got me like a warm blanket thing, one of the heated blankets, and
he
then
just
like
laid on top of you naked.
Yeah, he came back like a couple minutes later and was like, oh my god, you're still shaking. You're shaking more. Like, are you cold? And I was like, I have a tremor, but I think I was actually like, I may have been like convulsing.
Seizing?
Yeah.
Dude, you would be fucking seizing, being like, I just have a little bit of a twitch. It's fine.
Okay, well, at the time I had a really bad tremor, like all the time I was like shaking. I didn't know it was my fucking
blood
sugar.
I've seen your tremor. It doesn't look like a fucking seizure.
Okay. Well, like, you know what? I was in and out of consciousness. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know.
Of course you would be apologetic.
Yeah,
when you're having a seizure. But I do the same thing. You guys are making fun of me for apologizing to the nurses as I was passing out from the fucking blood test.
Well, sorry, I didn't know what was wrong with me. You know, he put his hand on me and was just like, oh my gosh, you're shaking like crazy. Are you okay? And I was like, I just have a tremor. I'm just a little chilly. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Gosh,
and then
dude.
I felt so bad because, like, my parents were like, there was a Seahawks game that day, and, like, they were going to go to the game. And then, like, they called our family friends that, like, you know, they have season tickets with, and they were like, yeah, don't think we're going to make it to the game. Juliana's in the hospital right now.
They're, like, trying to get out of it. They're like, they kind of have to have a family member, so I guess we can't go.
Yeah, you did end up somebody with her. I was like, oh no, can you guys still go? Oh, I'm so sorry. And they're like, it's in an hour. It's in an hour. You are not going to be out of here in an hour. And I was like, They should have said
it doesn't matter because you're more important. And their response was, we can't make it anyway. It's too late, Juliana. No, you stupid bitch. We can't make it to the game now because of you. Come on, dude.
They said it wasn't a big deal. But I felt bad because like they were like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a good matchup. This game is gonna be and then it was my fault they missed an exciting game. That season was a stinker for the Seahawks. They watched some ass games and I made them miss a good game.
Oh, come on, dude. Shut up. You can't possibly think that matters.
My fault.
Stop.
You know what? I just need to go to the hospital every Seahawks game day, and then they'll win.
Stop! No, that's not funny. You just fucking go and you give yourself a seizure just so you fucking Seahawks win.
I jump off the roof. I'm like, this is this is for the superstition. I gotta take one for the team, guys. It's okay.
Literally taking one for the fucking team.
Yes.
Terrible. That is terrible.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. The Seahawks have been sucking too much. It's not worth it. They're not.
not because you are a human being of worth. You're like, it's not worth it. They suck too much ass.
It's not worth it.
If they were a better team, I'd kill myself for them. But not right now. It's not worth it.
I'd do it for DK Metcalf.
What a Seahawks, classic Seahawks fan.
I love you, DK.
I would do so much heroin for the Seattle Seahawks. You already are. Shut up.
You know, my brother went to our local Red Robin, and he was just there, that player.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like a really big player. Like, in the NFL, he's pretty popular. But he was dating a girl who went to our high school. So they were in high school at the time.
Oh, thank God.
She was in college. She's only like 2 years younger than him. To be fair,
Red Robin is a place a high school girl would pick to go on the date with the NFL linebacker.
Red
Robin sounds good. And he's like, okay, babe.
Dude, I gotta send you a video of her and her sister. Like, it went viral. My brother showed it to me. It was like, oh my gosh, both of us are late for our periods. We're gonna, like, pee on some pregnancy tests and see, like, if either of us are pregnant. And then it was like, oh my gosh, one of them is positive. Which one of us do you think is pregnant, you guys? And then they zoom out, and, like, the one girl who was in my grade is, like, super fucking pregnant. And it's like, I wonder which one's pregnant. Ah! And I was like, my brother was like, this is actually fucking cancerous. I hate that. Oh god, yeah, they were a bit of attention seeking girlies, but you know what? They made, like, before OnlyFans were popular, before it was like a widely used platform.
They just emailed nudes for money.
They were on Twitter and had like these like dominatrix like accounts, and it was really weird. It was like Dommy Dior was like one of their accounts or whatever, and I found them.
How do you spell
and there was
Dior?
She deleted it now, but it was like there was this video and their sisters. So this one girl is like all these tits and like push her boobs together, and then she records her sister, and then she's like all this ass, and I was like,
ew.
I was like, oh, what the fuck? And her young, they would like bully men into giving them money, like gas money and stuff, and fair. That was like what they were into. They were like dommy mommies, and I was like, wow, you know what? That That's kind of crazy that they're making
you scratching
shmoney.
Your neck. That's yeah. actually pretty awesome.
They're making shmoney, man. Good for them, I guess.
Juliana tries to bully men and just gets punched in the face.
I'm too much of a wuss. I can't do it.
We know. You were apologizing for going through a seizure. You're not going to be dominating anybody.
It's true. I couldn't. I don't have the confidence, man. Good for them for doing that.
Yeah.
And then that girl ended up getting with an NFL player. You are never topping that girl. I'm sorry. If you ever see this, you fucked up. You fucked up cheating on him. You shouldn't have done
that. She cheated on him?
I can't believe. Yeah, you should have seen it when it happened. Like, he was sad. Tweeting stuff like that week.
No.
And then like everybody in our high school was like, oh my god, she cheated on him. And then the stuff he was posting was like, you can't trust, you think these people, and like they thought they were talking about like people on the team like betraying him or something. And it was like, no, the hoe cheated on him. Like, I can't believe the Instagram model cheated on him. Oh, so a shocker. So,
such a shocker. Someone from your high school is a shitty person. That's insane.
Dude, I remember when she got her nipples pierced when she was like 16. She was running around showing everybody, like in the hallway. She was like, everybody, look at this. And I'm like,
your voice skipped. What was she showing?
I was 18. Oh, her nipples. She got her nipples pierced when she was 16, which means, like, I'm pretty sure your parents have to sign off on it when you're that age, right?
Got my tits pierced, declares.
Yeah, Claire. She's like, hey, guys! Yeah, no, I remember one time I was at one of my club meetings, and she was coming back from, like, dance practice or something. Like, she wasn't in the club. She just, like, bust in the room. And I thought it was a man.
In the room?
I thought it was an adult man. Like, 40-year-old, like, 4-pack-a-day smoker bust in and was like, I heard there was pizza. Where's the pizza? And I was like, and me and my brother looked at each other and we were just like, that came out of her. That came out of her. We were horrified. That's so mean to say, but dude, I didn't know that was how she sounded. That was the first time I heard her voice, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Look, if she ends up listening to this someday, I think the fact that she was listening to this is also a sign that she fucking lost it.
She's lost it. Wow, how the mighty have fallen. Wow.
What an idiot. Oh, jeez. Yeah, welcome to the podcast, everybody. 1 hour in, we read Spotify comments.
Let's hear them. I got my jammies on.
Hell yeah. There was a poll from last time we forgot to read, but it was the big poll. The biggest poll we care about was peas versus eggs. Which one? And
stinky,
eggs won with 60.
Stinky,
eggs won with 66%. And then the new vote was... I just said, what made me do this? I don't know. It says Drake leak. And then the options were fake. And the options were fake, he leaked it, and real. And 69% haha voted for he leaked it.
They look like old, wrinkly, naked mole rats. I don't look at them too much. that one meme where you were like, just play with it a little. And it was like the fucking rat. You never watched Kim Possible when we were kids. That used to be one of my favorite shows.
Oh,
there was
a naked
mole rat in that show.
What does this have to do with Drake's penis?
Yeah, Rufus. I'm pretty sure was his name. Yeah, I used to love
he
that show, and I loved that character. And then I remember for like a Girl
See,
Scout.
My first dick.
No, like a Girl Scout trip thing. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was like spend the night at the specific science center or whatever, blah, blah, Pacific Science Center or sleepover or something like that. It was called something. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep next to the naked mole rats because I saw they had naked mole rats and they're nocturnal. So all night they were like, and I was like, oh, what have I done? And I was like stuck sleeping next to them. And they were just crawling like everywhere in their little tunnels, like next to where I had my little sleeping bag. And I was like, I'm not fucking sleeping. What have I done?
That's too funny. That's terrible. Oh my gosh.
And then when we spent the night at the zoo, I slept with the sharks. Sleeping with the fishes. That's right. Yeah, I slept right along the tank where the sharks were. Also nocturnal.
Yeah, but sharks is way much more peaceful because they're not, like, doing anything. They're just kind of swimming around.
Yep, yep. No, but they were bonking into the tank and stuff.
I didn't know they did that. They're just running towards you all night, just bonk.
Not
bonk,
like over and over
bonk.
And over. Yeah. It was like,
and you're
they
like,
were just,
ah.
It was like I'd be sleeping and then it'd be like bump, like one of them would just ram into and I'd be like, oh. And there's just
you
like a shark
the worst
in my
animals
face
to sleep next to. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, that's right. I know how to pick them. I sleep with great individuals only.
Yep. Animals and people. She really can't pick them.
No, only animals.
Same
hate,
thing.
Hate people.
You sleep next to bad people?
Yeah.
Anyway, episode 62, Daniel has fungus. Comments for that one. Okay, this might actually be the worst one yet. I'm 31 minutes in. Correct.
Oh, well,
because
we
that was
poo-poo.
The point you were talking about fucking shit fetish, asshole. I got so many DMs from people being like, I'm eating. Why are they doing this? And I was like, I don't know.
I know you didn't want us to, but it's a good
next
story.
One, next one is a quote from me that says, if you're going to talk about shit this stupid, I'm going to write it down from the pegger. Thanks.
Thank you, the pegger.
Anyone, yeah. New people.
Who
that means
the
peas
pegger
and eggs. Yeah. Next one says, insert silly scene from Endgame. I am Fungus Man. Insert finger snap.
Insert finger.
Dear Penis Pod, I feel so silly, Willy, for asking to use your personas. I did mean personalities. I know you are all 100% and definitely real people. Yes, very real
no
people indeed. Haha, kill me.
This is obviously scripted. People who think these episodes are scripted are actually insane. Why would we?
You think we could script something this good?
Yeah, you can't write this.
You can't write this shit. You know what's too funny? Sorry, really quick. I don't want us to sit too long on this. But the guy that does Beetlejuice on Broadway, like, does a few characters in, like, Hell of a Boss and Hazbin Hotel. They all sound the same.
That's where I've heard the voice before. Oh.
They all sound the same. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, he does the same voice, which is fine. But it all sounds like Beetlejuice. And I was doing an impression of one character. And everyone on the internet was like, haha, that sounds like the other one. And I was like, that's exactly what I was trying for.
That's the joke.
But
it's
I did,
just
I was
like,
yeah.
How the voice of SpongeBob, you know, he does
right
like a lot of different voices, but you're always like, that's SpongeBob. That's SpongeBob. I can hear, I know that's the SpongeBob
I can hear
guy
it. Yeah.
I know
yeah
it.
Too funny.
Too distinct.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Next one is, I laughed out loud in my sculpture class listening to this episode and told the teacher about y'all, so... Nice, thanks.
Sculpt
I'm glad
me
you're. I'm glad some. Yeah, sculpt me. I'm glad some sculpture class teacher is now aware of our existence. That's great.
Is that like a college class? I don't know anyone who's ever taken a sculpting
be
class.
There can't be a high school sculpting class. That's too nice. Next one says, I forgot two Mad died, so when Daniel made fun of dead people, it reminded me of my friend who died in a car crash Friday, and I genuinely teared up. Besides that, pretty good episode.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I'm
gosh
so sorry for your loss.
I don't think I made fun of dead people, but I'm so
when
sorry for
you
your friend. I don't even know whether to take our audience seriously because these people are terrible. I we'll come back
trolls
next episode and they'll be like, ah, pussies, you believe
god
me?
You. Have you
yeah
seen that video where it was like, yeah, we're long distance friends. Of course, I always have to be the one to visit, and then it's like the
yeah
grave.
That's terrible. Oh, that reminds
like,
me. So
we're long distance
Riley
friends. Of course, you're gonna give me the silent treatment, and then it's like the grave. Just
so I went back to visit my hometown for the first time in a long time recently, and we went. We drove
yippee
by the high school. We drove by the high school for the first time since I was in high school, and I didn't realize until now. But, like, they put all the tombstones of our dead, like, schoolmates the
oh
closest to the fence that borders the school. And I was like, why did they do that? That's not
welcome
good.
Welcome.
Just
we
to
have
remind
dead
everybody
children
at school. Yeah, no kidding. What a terrible thing to do. The next comment says, I will untwink every twink in existence and no one can stop me.
Untwink them?
What does that mean?
Are you going to make them big? Gigantism fetish. What's the one where they inflate them?
We were just talking about that the other day. Yeah, I don't remember.
Of course we were just talking about that.
Yeah, thanks to Nick for that one. Stupid.
Where's Nick to talk about fetishes?
The next one says, I really fucking hate Simon Cowell. Don't know what we said to spur that one, but I agree.
His face is all puffy and, like, horrifying now.
Next one says, everyone knows Vanilla Ice by his hit single Ice Ice Baby, Daniel. You know, the one video with the teeth and the Amish? No? Anyways.
Yeah, I can't believe me. I was like, doesn't he say Vanilla Ice Ice Baby in it? And then you're like, he does? Since when?
I've barely even heard the song, I think.
What?
The next one says, every time I listen to this, I get ear raped, but not in the loud, funny, haha way. No. In the way of my ears in no way consented to hearing that way. I'm gonna go commit reverse genocide now. Good day.
Oh. You're gonna, like, give birth?
Stop. That first bit about Daniel not knowing how to watch public television reminded me of that Uno Xbox video. Also, I have been conditioned to laugh every time someone says the word Among Us. Haha, you just laugh. Haha, dumbass. I don't know what the Uno Xbox video is.
What? Uno Xbox video? Is that the one where they're like, it's on the Xbox? When yeah, they're like, download it. And then they're like,
yeah.
it comes downloaded. You don't have to pay for it. That one.
Yeah. The next one says, listening to this while half awake and getting over being sick is a fucking trip. I can't tell what the fuck is going on. Anyways, have a good day. Nice.
Get better.
Next one says that, yeah, please get better. We're all sick. We're all dying. I'm just like, dude, ugh. The next one says, the table falling made me almost suffocate while on the treadmill. I swear to God, I can't watch you guys while working. I also love Better Than Me, Daniel. You're not weird, I swear. Better Than Me, what's that? Better Than Me. Well, I don't remember what that is.
Is that a song?
It must be. Better Than Me. Damn. Anyway,
well,
sorry,
they just gave you validation.
Thank you.
They gave you validation, and then you're like, what's that?
Sorry. The next one says, I'd say I hate this podcast, but I feel that'd be unfair to the good two-thirds of it. Genuinely, though, y'all are so funny, and I love each episode, as much as it pains me to say. Thanks.
A good two-thirds of it, like two-thirds of us are good, or yeah, two-thirds of our episodes are good?
Two-thirds of us are good, and now, currently, half of us are good, and we're like, oh, who is it? We just keep shrinking down people until we find out who it is.
It's only going to be you. Yep. You're going to be the lone survivor. Yep. I'm here next with one. My good friends that totally exist.
It's just empty. It's just you guys as like JPEGs. I just do little voice impressions. The next one says,
impression of Nick right now. Go.
David.
No. An impression of his impression.
The next one is, I don't think I've ever listened to something that makes me want to explode into a million shards of glass and shreds of taco meat more than this. Thanks. Yeah, I hope you guys know all these comments of it being awful are because of your guys' little shit fetish comments.
That's your fault. You ruined this. This could be quality.
You ruined this innocent virgin podcast.
This could be quality content, educational information.
And food.
I talk about movies and shows, and they just come in here and ruin it with their stupid little stories.
I'll mention a very brief, harmless opinion I have about a movie, and then you guys are like, what the fuck is your problem? It makes me rethink my life so bad, I just start convincing myself I like those movies. I'm like, well, maybe I do, because it gives people pain when I don't. And you guys are like, no, we were joking, Daniel. And I'm like, no.
You can dislike Ghostbusters. It's fine. It's fine.
Next one says, we stray further from God when a new podcast episode drops. Let's take the slide down to hell together.
Yippee!
Yeah. Next one says, during the Super Bowl, I had just gotten done getting stoned, and I nearly shit myself seeing an ad of all the teams flying around like birds, never smoking a pre-roll during the Super Bowl egg ever again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, talk about Timu now.
Yeah, no kidding.
This next is one says, for our sponsor, Timu, We're contractedly obligated to mention it every 5 minutes. So,
do you know how many emails I've gotten from Timu asking me to do stuff?
Really?
Yeah, and I never have.
You don't want free cheap stuff? Wow!
No, they've offered to pay me money. You know how hard it is to turn down money for all the shit that I get offered because I'm not a shill? It's so sad. Ugh.
At least next it's one. Not. Wait, is it like Shein? I actually don't know how they
yes.
work. I know.
It's
Shein
basically
is
Chinese
like,
propaganda.
Yeah, it's like a labor, and they had the little when they were writing on the tags of people's like clothing, like help me on the little like
yeah.
labels. I was
like,
oh,
that's so sad.
You
next
don't
one
support
says five.
Forced
yeah.
labor. Boo.
Hot take: we don't support forced labor on this podcast.
Boring.
Else, whoever it is, you know. Vexman says 5 stars. I love getting my own personal taste of nom flashbacks every time the B movie's uttered because of a D&D campaign I was in where my friend muttered the possibility of needing a babortion.
Excuse me.
I don't like that spelling. It sounds like a baboon abortion. It doesn't sound like a bee abortion. Should have been B-abortion or
how
something.
How are people like creative enough to make like Dungeon and Dragon campaigns?
I don't know. Kind of scares me.
It scares me. You have to have so much like world building ability. Like, have you ever seen people who play? They have like fat books of like
yeah.
logs of like what their characters have done and stuff.
That's why it scares me. Like, it's so complicated. I'm like, dude, I can barely keep track of like my daily life and laundry, much less this entire Book of Legends that you created. It's so complex, it seems like.
When it was like, all right. Dice roll to consent.
Oh.
in the Baldur's Gate game.
Oh, next one says Juliana, hop on Fort. They just added Lady Gaga.
Yes, I did dice. I did see that. I did consume.
You played Fortnite?
My brother played it. He was like, let me go on.
That's so funny. Next one says, the pod never fails to make me giggle. It's really helped me be sane the last month while my lung collapsed. I broke a finger and got a concussion. Juliana, it looks like you've got some competition. Holy shit.
Oh my god. What happened?
I'm so sorry. What is happening to the chat? Everyone's dying and getting injured and this is terrible. What happened? All those things.
That sounds
happened.
Like they were in like a traumatic accident.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds like, oh. like a mine collapsed on you. What the fuck?
Good lord.
My gosh. Next one's... I hate to move on, but I don't even know. Like,
you're
we need
like,
more.
Well, anyways.
I'm like, anyways. Why did you say, like, no? Like, just let us know next episode how you're doing.
Thank goodness that's not me. Oh, phew.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I was going to say, I'm glad I don't have any of those things. I don't know if I'd rather say I'd rather have what I have instead of that, but...
Boy,
glad
am I glad not to have a collapsed lung. Yippee!
I think a collapsed lung sounds like one of the worst things. That is disgusting and just...
That sounds horrible.
That sounds like life... Like, I don't want to feel the stress of, like, being life-threatening. Yeah, I don't want to... That sounds awful.
That was you, like, a week ago. You were like, I'm pretty certain I'm gonna die. Like, like, you know, at first you were so optimistic about it, and then I was like, oh, you know, it's probably, like... No, you were optimistic about, like, the
die.
You were like, I'm pretty confident that they just mixed up the blood work, because, like, that one time I had, like, anemic blood results, and then it went right back to normal, and they're like, we've never seen anything like that. And I was like, yeah, it's probably, like, you know... an accumulation of, like, just getting sick over and over, and that you already have, like, a weakened suppressed immune system, blah, blah, blah. It can, you know, cause additional blah, 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 but I don't think it's gonna be, like, cancer. And you're like, I'm pretty sure it is! I think it's over for me! And I was like, oh no, I shouldn't have said that! And Nick was like, calm down!
Yeah, you guys always get, like, the brunt of my initial reactions whenever some new health update drops for me. I'm like, well,
no,
this just happened.
Issue.
Gonna kill myself. And you guys are like, hold on.
Maybe we hear it out. Let's hear it out.
Maybe we wait a day. I'm like, nope, no waiting a day. I want to die.
Well, that was the thing. It was like, like you started out so you were like, I'm pretty sure I'll be fine. And then like 3 hours later, you're like, it's over. It's over. I was like, oh no.
I'm this close to being bipolar.
Yeah. We spoke too soon. We're like, oh, at least you were staying positive about it. That's good. And then you're like, I changed my mind. I'm going to be so negative about it now.
Next one is from Riley that says, good soup. Adam Driver. Yeah, whoever it is, their profile picture is hot. Anyway.
Whoever this is, I'd smash.
Stop it. But anyway, please call. Anyway, next
please
one
call,
says
I love
balls,
your baby.
Next one says Balls Brigade.
That's it.
Great follow-up. That's it.
That was, I think, on the lines of the Penis Patrol.
Oh, yeah,
talking
yeah.
about Drake Schlongo.
Next one says, so since Daniel has fungus, how long does he have before he turns into a clicker from The Last of Us? I've been thinking about that. Although now we know it's not fungus, so I'm not going to be a zombie. I'm just going to die the boring way. Also, can we get a parody of Stayed Gone from Hazbin Hotel with Nick and Daniel? Please, I need it. I'm going to tell you right now, Nick is not going to do that ever.
You know how often he makes fun of us in the chat for like musical stuff?
He makes fun of us for, yeah, musicals. Ain't no way in hell he would ever fucking do that.
You vaguely reference something related to Hamilton and it's over. It's done.
Next one says, the first time no one knows the Chicken Alfredo meme, Daniel is finally not alone. Anyways, it's a clip from a Twitch streamer rating food, and he does a long high note in excitement when it pops up. Oh yeah, someone said that to me, because I was reading it said Shrimp Alfredo, and it was like, No, this one, the guy's like, it's a streamer with a beard and a hood on, and he's like, Shrimp Alfredo?
Wait, okay, I think I've seen that part of it. Ew. That's right. Yeah, my brother's like, I hate when you just sit there and describe a meme. And I'm like, I can't help it.
You mean what we do every episode?
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm so annoying. I would hate to live with me because, like, we'll be watching something and I'm like, John, wait, let me tell you a little factoid about this. Hold on, John, that reminds me of this story. And then I gotta talk about it for like 5 minutes, and then he's like, can I unpause the show now? Can I keep watching? And then I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that reminds me of the watching Jeopardy with me. We watch it every weekday. That's the worst, because I'll be like, did you know? And then he's like, please. And I'm like, actually, I have an interesting... Little tidbit.
Which is so funny because I would be way more interested in what you would be telling us than the fucking show. I can totally see John doing the dad pause, you know, where it's like the rest of you start talking about something and then someone just pauses whatever you're watching and just looks at you guys like, you're gonna shut the fuck up?
That's how John is all the time though, because my family, we're such fucking yappers. My mother, father, and I. Oh, yes.
It's the Italians.
It's the worst, though, when, like, my dad calls in the middle of the day and we're like, yes, father. And then he's like, so anyway. And he's like, I'm going to make this quick. And then he's on there for 5 minutes. And then John was like, I thought you said you'd make this quick, bud. Can we wrap this up? I'm like,
John
is
so lazy. It's trumped his Italian DNA.
He doesn't want
the yap.
It's great. No, he's like, one of us has to be quiet or else nobody would get a word in, man, with the three of you guys. So loud. Yeah.
While we're on here, because we're getting to an hour and a half, so do you have anything you want to talk about Taylor Swift before we... Is there anything new that came up?
Don't like her! I'll be honest. Don't like her.
I just think it's the most recent thing was what's the story behind this? It was some student that was compiling a presentation on her carbon emissions, and her lawyers sent a cease and desist.
Yeah,
to that
they're,
guy. She,
they're like trying to sue him, trying to sue
yeah.
him now.
What to, the actual to, fuck?
He just it's like public information, and he just accessed it and then made it more available, and they're like, hey. This is defamation. You are hurting her image. And I was like, why is she doing it then?
Well, it's so fruitless, but like now it's like gotten enough. They didn't think it was gonna get that much attention, but now it's like to the point where they have to kind of like go through with it just to like fuck him over. But like that's that sucks. That's
I don't know how you can be a fan and like defend the amount she produces, man. Like they're like she's touring, but when she was producing all that like 2 years ago, she wasn't doing shit. What do you mean? She wasn't
I love the memes, and I've sent you the memes where it's like me taking the 30th minute to tie my plastic in the right kind of twine, just watching Taylor Swift's plane go 2 minutes and use 20,000 times as much as I will ever use in my life.
So she can see her the 13th love of her life play. So she can fly from Tokyo to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's too funny. Too funny.
Me watching my paper straw disintegrate after two sips. Yeah,
well, sure. So to that point, like, welcome to this podcast. Well, we will make fun of everybody. I'm doing the Trump hands now. Quite probably we'll make fun of everybody. But like her, Beyonce, all these people, there was this whole study that came out talking about how much that these singers have contributed to fast fashion, which has contributed to like child labor going up in countries. Yeah. Like it's and it's Woo. No, it's because Beyonce and who all these people It's 3 days before a concert will go. Like 3 days before a concert starts, even though their tickets are already astronomically more expensive than a normal person can afford, they will tell their audience, don't come if you're not wearing this. And so everyone on the fucking planet will go out and buy this one fucking type of outfit, and they'll all get them from these fast fashion places. They don't care about where it's coming from. And that's where all these. That's why the child labor is going up. And I'm like,
what is
how
your
can
Eras
you
Tour outfit? What are you wearing to the Eras Tour, bitch? Show me
and
your outfit.
Just any of these things. I'm just like, look, can you just acknowledge that your fans are already putting like all of their life savings in your tickets for whatever reason? But it makes them happy, so I don't care. I like seeing other people happy, right? But it's like they've already poured all their money into it. Why do you have to make them go buy some fucking dumbass outfit that 3 days before a concert from some awful website? It's just
I just can't believe they charge so much for like nosebleed seats too. Like,
yeah, no kidding,
they're making plenty. They're selling out the entire stadium. It's crazy. It's
do you remember like back when I feel like our parents' generation, like they went to so many famous world-renowned bands because they were in the bleeding seats, but they could afford them. Like back then, the back seats were affordable. Now it's like they know they can keep increasing the ticket prices because
people
keep fucking buying them.
People will buy.
It's absolutely insane.
See, I feel like my dad saw, like there was like a 5-year period where he saw like every artist that came to Seattle because he worked, security for the concerts. So he was like, yeah, I met Prince and he's like your height, like the height, my height. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, they showed us his dressing room and he wears like these crazy platforms that are like foot tall platforms that like they're shaped to look like these like small boots, like just like a little heel, but they're like actually huge platforms. It's all an illusion. He's a little fella. And I was like, oh dang.
Your dad knows all these deep dark secrets about everybody. This is crazy.
Yeah. I gotta remember some of the stories he's told me, but he saw some crazy shit.
Next time, though, we got two topics we need you to talk on. One is you got a bunch of stuff in there about some Washington cops. The other one is you talked about mob wives at some point and the whole background that you have with mob wives. And I really want to hear you talk about that on the podcast.
My fantasy background that I wish I had.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that next time. But for now, I'm going to pull up patron notes.
Your contributions are the only thing keeping Daniel alive right now.
Literally, we're all sick and dying, passing around. Yeah, I mean, not to guilt people into giving us money.
Passing around disease.
Look, I'm not trying to guilt anybody. And here's what I think happens. I think the podcast with a gazillion patrons that make a shit ton of money are like the rich
they
people attract the rich fans.
You.
You know what? No, you know what I mean. Like their fans are not. I think because
we
we're genuine.
You.
I think because we're genuine. We get genuine fans, and I think genuine people
Dude,
in
I
general
love the
are
patrons.
Poor. I love them so much. So I just think all of our fans are generally not health well and poor. So I don't mean our fans.
I know,
fans,
right? I feel bad being like, hey, anybody spare $5?
Right. So I don't mean for our fans to pay us money, but the fans of these other podcasts that are giving away boatloads of money and getting nothing back, can you give some of that to us? Because we're actually dying. You can get a whole savior complex from us if you want, because literally we're having to pass around money to each other on PayPal just to make bills meet. So just give us something, you know? I don't know.
We need to, you know what? We may be so desperate that we may plug ourselves on Jason Nash's podcast.
That's what Nick was saying. Nick was like, plug us on Jason Nash's live streams. We got to make some money. And I was like, I am not paying $20 to have that fucking man say our name.
We might have to.
I'm dying.
Little does he know we hate him. And we're like, we love you so much. Mind giving us a shout out?
Oh, man. Next one is pod note from Lo. I know I shouldn't have asked three raccoons to read my poems, but it's funny. I'm going to keep sending poems for y'all to read just for fun.
Dude, I got that performance anxiety on here. I suddenly couldn't read.
Okay. You were just like...
I'm like...
Like, people comment all the time about, like, how well-spoken you are, like, on our podcast, even when talking about... Yeah, and then you got to the note and you were like, the people, and I was like, oh.
You want me to read without preparing? I can't do it. I can't do it.
You want her to read with preparing? No, she can't do it.
Oh my god, you guys are outing me. You're outing that I'm illiterate. Little did you know I never knew how to read.
Your shirt says trying to hike. You literally are trying to hike.
What does this mean?
You literally are trying to hike. That's so sad. Jeez. Okay. All right. So Lo was sending poems, and we're going to read them. Or I'm going
to
read it, I guess.
And so, I don't know how to read, so yeah, not me.
Okay, so gentle.
I told you, when I have to read in front, I told you the story about when I had to read in front of the class. I can't do
you
it.
Did.
Don't make it me read in front of the class.
It was stethoscope. Yeah, I've always remember that word.
Yes. Now I'm triggered by that word for the rest of my life.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to do my nice reading voice. Even though
oh my gosh,
I'm
they have
dying.
Another poem already?
Yeah.
I do not have this level of creativity. How do y'all do that?
All right, here we go.
In the midst of a gentle rain's embrace, three raccoons danced with joy and grace. Their furry coats adorned with droplets bright, they scampered and played in the soft twilight. With nimble paws, they splashed in puddles deep, their laughter echoing in the forest steep. Each leap and bound a testament to glee, as they reveled in nature's jubilee. Their masks of black, now streaked with rain, added to their mischievous, playful refrain. And underneath the silver moon's gentle light, they danced and frolicked throughout the night. Oh, what a sight to behold three raccoons free in the magic of the rain in harmony. For in that moment, nothing else could compare to the joy of raccoons dancing without a care.
That's so cute. It sounds like a children's story.
That's so cute. Write that a book. Remember when that was kids' books? They didn't have to have any fucking stupid message or political bullshit. They could just be about fucking raccoons running around. Miss those days. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck that. I want my book to have subtle, like, moral stories, not the whole story being a moral story. F that.
And then he says, Lo says, the thought of you guys being raccoons fits. Anyway, have a nice day and can't wait for the next episode. That's so
yeah,
nice.
I sent you the video of the raccoon in my house, right? In my chimney.
Yep.
You finally saw him?
Finally saw him, for
isn't
real.
So,
I can't. It's going to make
so
a great edit. It's going to make a great edit. I was so glad you sent that as a video reference, because no one would believe you otherwise. I mean, we
isn't
would,
it so
but
cute,
other
though?
People wouldn't. You guys would be happy to know the most successful videos we've had on our TikTok for the last, like, 3 months are the ones where you guys are making fun of my meals. So, thanks for that.
Dude, in the video, the raccoon is literally doing, like, the little fingers, like, the little shy fingers and, like, yeah, hiding behind. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's so cute. And my dad's like, oh, get out of here. Oh.
The next one, well, and that's another thing. As if your house isn't the worst place to be when you're immunosuppressed. Anywhere else is better.
No.
Your mom's like, no, the stay raccoon. Here in Death House, the house that has made you like die over 3 years and lose all the weight. It's just terrible.
The raccoons love all the bugs. That's probably why they were there in our walls.
That's it.
They're just
That's such a terrible description. Next note from Mega Big Ass Titan number 69. Hello. Today's schedule,
howdy.
6 a.m. flammable coffee. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. canvassing, and 6 p.m. alcohol. Oh, it's like a civil engineer cup.
Oh. I was like, oh, what are you drinking? Canvas oil? What?
It looks like canvas oil. That's funny. Mm. Okay, next note from Retroscriptor. Anytime someone asks me for an interesting fact about myself, I tell them about how I write short stories and that I have a scar on my butt. Okay. My bed had a bad mattress My bed had a bad mattress and a spring exposed in the middle of it. Therefore, my parents put down a towel so I wouldn't get hurt. Just a towel? I was tossing and turning one morning. When I went to switch sides, I could hear a loud tear. I jumped off the bed. No towel. I must have... Oh, the note cut off. Hold on. I got to go back.
No towel.
Damn. I have been cliffhangered. No. There we go. Okay. I jumped off the bed. No towel. I must have moved it in my sleep. I looked down and saw a trail of blood rolling off my leg. I had a 7-inch wound on my leg. Oh, no, sorry. I had a 7-inch wound on my ass. Oh, my gosh. I went to the bathroom to clean it up as good as possible. It scarred pretty badly since I didn't get stitches. Why? I didn't tell anyone because of the consequences that would have been much worse than the cut. Have any of you gone through a traumatic accident where you needed to go to the emergency room? Oh, that's a question. Have any of you gone through a traumatic accident where you needed to go to the emergency room? Well, Juliana has now. Hospital visit. Did you go to the ER before the ambulance visit?
Did I go to the ER?
Before the hospital? Before the ambulance one that you just had?
I think the only time I've ever gone to the ER was when I was, like, 4. I had, like, low fluids, and I had to get, like, IV. I was, like, dehydrated or something like that. I don't know. I remember I was in there, and I got a little bear, and he had, like, a little arm.
That's cute.
Like, it had, like, a little bandage on the arm, because, like, that was, like, where I got my fluids, and it had the little bandage on my arm, and there was, like, another little girl in there. I don't know. I had the flu or something, and I just got really, really sick and really dehydrated, so I had to stay over there for observation, and that was the only other time. So, and I've gone when my brother fell that one time, like when my dad
but that wasn't
was.
You.
Yeah, but I threw up everywhere all over.
Remember? Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That story was disgusting. I've pretty much been in the ER all the time anyway, but then I was fine until I was diagnosed with shit when I was 17, and then I've been to the ER
shit
now.
Disease.
Yeah, now I've been to the ER like 8 times, I think. And that's nothing compared to, like, I've got a friend that's got, like, one of her intestines, like, basically gone from, like, Crohn's and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in the ER, like, once every 2 weeks. It's terrible.
Have a bag?
Yeah. Not an ostomy bag, but is an ileostomy bag. I'm really bad with all that
it
stuff.
It depends on the placement of it. I don't really know.
I think it's ileostomy. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so sorry for that nice,
sucks.
Serious response to your question. I never had any fun accidents and went to the ER.
Oh my gosh, that one time I was in microbiology and, like, I caught on fire.
Yeah, you caught on fire. Great story. And if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, that sounds like a scary story. I don't remember that. Go back and listen to all our episodes. Download them all. Give us some downloads.
I'm so pissed that they, like, still tell that story. And I'm like, dude, they handed it to me. Over a Bunsen burner. What kind of dingus?
Yeah, no kidding. Everything gets pinned on you. It's terrible. All right. This is the last note I received. We have more patrons than that, but I've only received 5 notes, 4 notes.
No, we don't. So. They hate us.
Yeah, probably.
They've all canceled.
Aw. Next note from Catalyst, penis pod note. Hello, fellow shitter, farter, and queefer. I had a lot of fun with the sonnets, so thank you for participating in that fun activity with me. Since then, I've been writing a lot of papers on numerous topics, from Gulf War to the Cold War to black nonfiction to abolitionist works. A lot of my semester has been spent looking at and writing about history, so this made me think of a question I would like to ask you all. What is your favorite historical topic that you don't get to discuss but want to talk about?
It could be a conflict, funny invention, conspiracy, etc. Personally, I love getting to discuss the intricacies of the Cold War and its proxy conflicts, but I would love to hear your thoughts. All my love and peace, Catalyst. Very nice note. Yeah, Giuliano is a great person to ask this question to because she knows a lot of random stuff like this.
Oh, there's like a lot of... Oh, there's so many things I like.
Here's
I don't
an idea.
Know. I
Here's
like the Kennedy family lore. There's so much shit about them. They're so interesting. Like, just learned a few weeks ago that, like, Rosemary Kennedy, is that the sister? They gave her a lobotomy. They lobotomized her when she was 23 because she was a little wild, right? People think she was maybe bipolar, had bipolar depression, possibly. And so they were like, shut her the fuck up. And they had her recite poetry and sing while they were doing the procedure. And then all of a sudden she stopped speaking at all. And yeah, she basically had like the mental capacity of a 3-year-old after that. And they just like destroyed one of their children because she was just a little wily in her youth. So
absolutely
pretty sad, pretty
terrible,
effed
yeah.
up. A good conspiracy based off that is that the QAnon people think that JFK will be... like, he'll rise again. Rise from the dead, basically.
That
he's
took
gonna
such
be...
a 180 from what you just talked about. Good lord, dude.
He's going to be, like, reincarnated or something. I don't know. They think he's going
to
return soon. That's, like,
what does
real...
What's that have to do with Rosemary Kennedy?
That's just on the... That's just the Kennedys. I was just saying stuff based on the Kennedys.
Nothing bad ever happened to the Kennedys.
I you know, JFK, he wore, like, a back brace all the time. That was
Did
relatable
really?
To me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what was wrong with him, but he wore, like, a full, like, brace, kind of, like, a corset type thing, almost. It was really weird. Huh. But, yeah, that dude got bitches. I was like, could you imagine if he was running today? People would love him on both sides.
Can you imagine if we just had regular politicians running again?
That well, he would be was crazy. Like he was like a centrist, but also like a hippie.
You and I will just go on for hours about the injustices of the world, and I love that about us. But we can do that off the recording because I can't edit this much. It takes too
this
long.
Is too, dude, I've been bleeding like crazy out of this finger. Do you see it?
Yeah, well, girl, what the fuck? Get some paper towels or something. Just now.
Nah. Yeah, like last 5 minutes. I've just been wiping down my pants. On my jammies.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining this depressing health episode of the podcast.
That's all. This is what happens when there's no Nick.
No Nick to balance out the depressing, like, realism of it all. Like, when it's you and I, we get too close to, like, how real the world is and how fucked up it is. And then when it's Nick and I, we're just talking
Stinky
about our DMs poo-poo. We get... And then when it's all three of us, it somehow evens it all out. That's why we're so perfect together.
Nick, where are you?
Nick!
You ruined this episode.
Yeah, Nick ruined this episode. What an asshole.